About 50 years ago, theater supporter June Allen stood up during a Ketchikan City Council meeting to talk about the new community theater organization, First City Players. She told the council it would be funded through ticket sales for an original play based on Ketchikan's history. Then she asked Bob Kinnerk to write the play. Luckily, Kinnerk was up to the challenge, and Jim Allguire was willing to write the music, and so Ketchikan's original musical melodrama, The Fish Pirate's Daughter, was born, and has been performed pretty much every year, with only minor changes over the past 5 decades.
I'm a crummy fish pirate from old Ketchikan, old Ketchikan. It's rock from
For the 50th anniversary of The Fish Pirate's Daughter, Kinnerk and Allguire reunited in Ketchikan with some of the remaining original cast members for a performance of the original script and score. Gathering with the original cast for an interview, Kinnerk recalls preparing for that first performance 50 years ago at the Totem Room Bar, owned by Gordon Zerbitz.
The bars in Ketchikan, of course, they're very sedate and well-behaved people there now, but in the old days, that was a rough crowd in a bar. You know, it was a logging and fishing town, and those guys were in town for a good time. And but we went and took over the bar and rehearsed like mad. And we never got anything, any back talk or anything. People just either ignored us or kind of enjoyed watching what we were doing.
And that first performance was a sellout.
We had packed that place. The word had gone out that this was an original play about Ketchikan's very colorful history, and a lot of people came, and the reception was so warm and so nice that I really felt great.
The Fish Pirate's Daughter has a cannery owner, drunks, and a chorus of ladies representing the women who worked Ketchikan's infamous red light district on Creek Street. And it has fish pirates, fishermen who raided the now banned fish traps and sold those stolen salmon back to the very canneries that owned the traps. The Fish Pirate's Daughter is also very silly. It has a Dudley Do-Right hero, a flighty, whiny heroine, a dastardly villain, and a madam with a heart of gold.
Lila LaRosa, the notorious madam?
That combination of silly and Ketchikan may be the magic recipe for its longevity. The changes over the years have only added layers to its appeal. Here's Allguire.
A new cast will come in, and they'll think up something else, a different way to phrase a couple of lines or a different shtick to put in, you know, to make it a little bit different, and everybody breaks up and is happy, and we go on from there. And so it's always seems to be evolving.
Going to The Fish Pirate's Daughter or acting in it is an annual tradition for many local residents, and that means if an actor forgets or stumbles with a line, the audience will be sure to help them out. Audience participation is encouraged. They catcall the madam, say aw for the heroine, boo the villain, and cheer for the hero.
We'll save her, I swear we will. Her, my name's Sweet William Uprightly.
The original cast members in the special performance were Jim Allguire and Bob Kinnerk, Gail Allguire, Mary McShane, Maureen Carlson, Bill Pickering, and Pam Hortsett. They recalled performing on Alaska Marine Highway System ferries a couple times in front of the governor at various events. In fact, McShane says,
with the original cast, most of us, if there was two people together and they said something about the Fish Pirate's Daughter, we'd put on a play for them.
Like the original performance 50 years ago, the anniversary performance was packed. Audience members knew exactly when to boo or cheer, knew all the lines, and still thoroughly enjoyed this well-known and well-loved Ketchikan tradition.
Turn this boat around. Little Nell and I are going to town to be married.
My hero!
Yay! Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.